And welcome to the End Time Shofar End Time Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the End Time Shofar. Today's program will be dealing with FXX series, Little Demon, Nephilim Days of Noah. We really want to focus on this show because of this show, Little Demon, has gained a lot of attention, some positive, some negative, especially within the Christian world. Noticing that it is satanic propaganda that's being presented, and there is very disturbing themes within this program with certain episodes and all. I just want to give you a little bit of background in regards to the show. These are some of the things that really stand out in regards to the background of Little Demon. It says that the series focuses on Laura and her daughter, Chrissy, who is in love child and produced from a fling with Satan. The trailer is filled with satanic imagery, animated gore, graphic violence, such as beheaded chickens, pentagrams, dismembered bodies, melting human flesh. Rather than being represented as dangerous, demonic, and terrifying, Satan is depicted as an average middle-aged, cardigan-wearing, suburban dad. So we're living in a day and time where Jesus stated in Luke chapter 17, verse 26, very interesting thing that he says, as in the days of Noah, so will it be also in the days of the Son of Man. When we go back and we look at especially Second Temple literature in Judaism and other things, we have to go back to what occurred in Genesis 6. Some of the Jewish writings, they give you more of a background, even in Josephus and other writings and all, gives you a background, what was taking place in Genesis 6, verses 1 through 4 primarily. We know when we look at Genesis 6 and 2, it talks about how the sons of God began to go into the sons of men, and they began to produce these giants or these Nephilim, which we're seeing a theme within the entertainment industry, which is taking place. So we see with Little Demon is presenting this, it's almost where they're trying to normalize Satan as a nice guy, as a father figure. And we've seen many different shows throughout the last couple of years that have been pushing this agenda. And we have to really realize that we are definitely living in the very last minutes of the last days. And this stuff is starting to become more blatantly. It is bringing to the forefront, normalizing paganism and the occult, because we truly definitely live in a day and age that it's post, it is post Judeo-Christianity, has no longer an effect on the culture. The culture is pretty much taking a deep dive into neo-paganism that is occurring. So this show, when it is a series, but it is a television program. So when you sit down and you're watching a program, you're being programmed, because there are studies, which we can do at a later date. When you're watching a screen, you tend to be more relaxed. Other things and all, you're open up for more suggestion takes place. That's why even when people pay high money for advertising for little two to three minute advertising in between television programs, it's a way of placing things into your mind, like, oh, I never thought about purchasing that. And it puts certain things, and there's certain lighting and other things go in part of actually putting you in a hypnotic state. I want to go ahead and let's listen to an interview that was done with the cast and some of the creators of Little Demon. It will give you perspective and what these people really believe and their agenda. All right, so let's go ahead and take a listen.
My name is Caitlin Sinclair Chappelle with CBR. We are here at San Diego Comic-Con, and I am lucky to be joined by the cast and creators of Little Demon. Thank you guys so much for coming to talk with us today.
Thanks for having us.
So happy to be here.
I want to start off with the Antichrist. I want to start off with Lucy. Mm-hmm. I would love to know, this is such a unique take on the Antichrist type of character. What was your favorite thing to explore in Little Demon and with your character?
Well, the Antichrist in our version of it is a 13-year-old girl who recently, you know, is going through puberty and dealing with, you know, broken family. Mm-hmm. And so I like kind of really liked how kind of close to home you could take it, and that like we were using it as like a metaphor for like real growing up. And I think that it's really fun to like be all crazy and then you know, take it down and sweet and sincere. So we were able to deal with both of those aspects of the character.
And speaking about the family aspect, Aubrey, mm-hmm. I'd love to talk about the type of mother your character is. She is complicated. She is
so
messy.
Much.
Of course.
Take the mic.
She can use both.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There we go. I would love to know, what was your favorite thing to explore with such a complicated mother figure in the show?
I love that we are normalizing paganism. Laura is a pagan. She's a witch. She's jacked. She's got to protect her daughter from demons, and she's got to get her house in order. And so the combination of that is really fun. What was the question?
What was your favorite thing to explore with her?
Oh, I just love, you know, being a single mom is really tough, especially when monsters and goblins are knocking at your door and trying to kill your daughter pretty much every day. So I think it's just really fun. The adrenaline, the stakes are really high, and man, I just can't get enough of it.
And of course, love to talk to the dad, love to talk to Satan about
it.
Yes, Satan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well,
I would love to know, you're not just playing Satan and a father in this show, you're getting a chance to collaborate with your daughter on this. I would love to know what
that's
like.
That's a special thing. Yeah. The fact that it's in the family that Lucy is producing and also starring in it, and with all these wonderful people around me. But so I really enjoy working with Lucy. We always have. And in this instance, as Satan, it's really wonderful to see, you know, our relationship. I really want to be with her all the time as a real dad anyway. And in this situation, I picked a really, really wonderful, sexy, outrageous, smart woman to have my baby with, and I just feel like so wonderful that she is understanding and allowing me to be with my daughter and have a relationship, even though she's hidden her from me for 13 years. And but now I'm feel like I'm on the you know, mend.
You're
let's
on the
put
mend.
It that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shifting over to our creators, I got to know, what inspired you guys to come up with this idea and make the show?
You start.
Okay. Yeah, no, so the show started as this idea about this woman that had a cursed womb. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once she had sex, she basically would give birth to the Antichrist. And we decided to propel that story to a different place where it was actually starting at her giving birth to the Antichrist, and she had this tryst with the devil. And at first she was even younger when we first came up with the idea. It flashed forward until like 5 years later, but we eventually found that 13 was like the best place to kind of center the story, just because it was like the most thematically rich area to kind of go into.
And like we're just all huge, huge horror nerds, you know, everything from like, I haven't thought about Village of the Damned. I don't know why I thought of that one, but whatever. Suspiria, you know, Revenge, 2017's Revenge, great one. And we found that like the mother daughter relationship when daughter's a teen, and like puberty and broken family, all those things lent themselves really well to like the horror genre, which we love so much.
I'll wrap this up. The tag on top of that is that also we love the concept of putting it into sort of like that sitcom style, but still having it feel grounded, even though we go to such crazy other worlds, but making sure that it's still within the family dynamic. It's really always about them. But we just found like somehow having that in the comedic and horror world would just be such a really fun blend. And so everything's just sort of married really well together, especially when we got them.
Absolutely.
So some takeaways from that we can see within this interview that was done with the cast and creators of Little Demon, just played a 5-minute version or clip of that interview. Very unique, very interesting. Some of the comments, the voice of Laura, which is the mother of Chrissy, which is the Antichrist. Laura's voice is done by an actress named Aubrey. But Aubrey made some interesting comments in regards to when asked her primary motivation of playing this character. She did state that it's normalizing paganism. She stated that Laura is a witch. And just other things and all, just was very interesting. And then you had Danny DeVito, who's had a long, successful history in Hollywood, which also his daughter is playing the voice of Chrissy, the Antichrist. He kind of makes Satan into a nice guy, wanting to be a good dad to his Antichrist daughter. So we go forward. Even the creators stated that they wanted to have something where this woman has a cursed womb and she ends up getting pregnant and produces the Antichrist. So this is the thing. It pretty much in a nutshell, it is the series is about a teenage girl whose name is Chrissy, who turned 13, finds out that her mother was impregnated by Satan 13 years ago, and she is the Antichrist. Notice that the creators, they stated that they at first wanted to put the age at age 5, but they found it best fitting to really set the age at age 13, which is not by accident, because let's really look in between when these people are setting things up and they're putting things in place. It's not by accident. It's not by accident that they set the age at 13. I listened recently to the late, great Doc Marquis, who used to be part of the Illuminati. Actually, he was a fourth or fifth generation in the Illuminati, was reared up and was actually at one point in time in his life was a Luciferian witch in the Illuminati. God ended up dramatically saving him, came to Christ, became a believer, but he stated that within certain Illuminati families, they set aside kids from the age of 3 to go through different trainings of doing rituals and spells and other things and all, and they begin to teach them. But uniquely at the age of 13, they're formally introduced into becoming a druid, Luciferian witch within the Illuminati, and they initiate them and they have them sign their name, their occult name in blood. They take on an occult name. They sign it in blood in the Book of the Dead, which is very, very unique. Even when we look at the number 13 in the Bible, it is symbolic of rebellion, defection, apostasy, deserving of punishment or death, or indicating sin is associated with being an enemy of God or in opposition to God. So when these creators say we set the age for Chrissy to be the age of 13 and she's the Antichrist, this is not by accident. So we see this agenda that's taking place. People are being programmed. We see within television and within the movies, we see this hybrid agenda that's being presented where you're seeing human and Nephilim throughout certain programs, TV programs and movies. We see this within the TV series Lucifer, Morningstar, which is the character which they normalize him, again, being just a nice average guy trying to do good in the world, but he has a relationship with the police officer named Chloe Decker, and eventually with that union, he ends up impregnating Chloe, and they end up producing a daughter named Aurora, which she goes by Rory, which she is listed as a Nephilim. If you Google Rory, the Lucifer series, it would tell you on the website of fandom for Lucifer that it was for that particular show, it would tell you species for Rory or Aurora, that she is a Nephilim. So we see this taking place in Hollywood. There's nothing new under the sun, so it's really prepping people. We also see this within Marvel. We see this in the Marvel movie, Guardians of the Galaxy. We see that Peter Quill, which is named Star-Lord, him and his mother, his human mother, Meredith Quill, has a sexual relationship with a god named Ego, and he is a hybrid. He is half human, half divine. So we see this theme taking place. We also see in real life that was taking place in the 40s with Ron Hubbard, which was the founder of Scientology, was deeply involved in the occult, was a disciple of Aleister Crowley, but at one time his best friend, Jack Parsons, who was the founder of JPL, Jet Propulsions. These men were doing what was called the Babylon workings, which was a sex magic ritual to impart of the series of the rituals. They attempted to conceive a child through sex magic rituals, which is the teachings of Aleister Crowley, would produce a moon child or the Antichrist. So these are themes that we see even when Roman Polanski movie Rosemary's Baby back in the 60s was like very cutting edge, very demonic, really produced the occult, same thing. Pretty much in a nutshell, the premise of the movie was Rosemary moved to New York. They were living in an apartment with her and her husband. The husband was a failed actor. Pretty much he made a deal with the devil, became part of a satanic coven, and they drugged, having neighbors come over that were part of this apartment, which they were part of the satanic coven. They drugged Rosemary. Satan took on the guise of Rosemary's husband, rapes her. She ends up becoming pregnant with the Antichrist. So this is nothing new under the sun, which Hollywood is doing. It's prepping the minds of the people. Again, when we listen to even the interview done with the cast of Little Demon, of the character, Lore, Aubrey put it out there. It's normalizing paganism. She's a witch, so it's making more attractive. That we've also seen within the last several years that Wiccans outnumber the number of, you have more Wiccans in this country than you do Presbyterians. So there's a change that's taking place, a radical change that's been taking place since the 1960s, which just wasn't a cultural revolution. It was a spiritual revolution that has continued to morph and continue to gain momentum, especially when we've entered in the year 2000, and it's going to escalate even more. And Jesus warns us, going back to the scripture that we referenced in Luke chapter 17, verse 26, he warns us, as in the days of Noah, so it would be also for the Son of Man. When you see the Son of Man, before the Son of Man approaching, it's going to become more and more prevalent, as in the days of Noah, which these angels, these fallen angels, these watchers were having sexual relationships with human women and producing these children. Now, some believe that when the Antichrist or the son of perdition comes forth, it would be a mixture of a hybrid and a human, which he will come in, and him and his false prophet will be doing lying signs and wonders. So it's really prepping people to what Isaiah said in Isaiah 5 and 20, I believe, they'll call good evil and evil good. So Satan has inverted that in, turning things upside down. So as believers, we have to not like participate. People that aren't saved, they're blinded by the God of this world. They're going to watch this program. They're going to see this as the family entertainment, because that's what even the creators are trying to present it. Oh, it's, you know, it's a good family show. It's about family. And even Danny DeVito and his daughter is the voice of Chrissy. They try to present it a father and daughter relationship. But as I read early in the outset, it's producing murder. It's producing satanic symbolism with pentagrams, all those kind of things, where it's really normalizing, which they stated, paganism and the occult, which people, when they view this program, they're going to take on occult pagan views, religious views and all. And if the church doesn't get more on the job on seriously preaching the gospel outside the four walls of the church and really telling people that they're blind and really exposing the work of darkness, which Ephesians 5 and 11 talks about, then we're going to be in big trouble. Pretty much the dominant culture is going to turn to neo-paganism, which you may see in the near future. If that takes place, massive Christian persecution, because the nation has fallen away, predominantly being more into somewhat some values, some Judeo-Christian values and all. So be woke, be spiritually woke. If you're going to be woke, be spiritually woke. Be diligent. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you in all truth, and just use wise discernment. Don't let this stuff, even though it may seem entertaining, don't entertain these things. Don't bring this stuff into your house. God bless. This is the End Time Shofar program.